Ashet Audio presents Scandalous Desires, written by Elizabeth Hoyt, read by Ashford McNabb.
For my daughter, Anna, who wanted me to write a book about either a cross-dressing hero or a psycho-killer heroine. Yeah, that's not happening. But this book is for you anyway. I love you. Chapter 1. Now once there was a king who ruled a tiny kingdom by the sea. He had no sons, but he did have three nephews, and the youngest one was called Clever John. From Clever John. London, England, April, 1738. Wolves, as Silence Hollingbrook well knew, are savage beasts, little given to pity or honour. If one must face a wolf cleverly disguised in human form, it did no good to show fear. Rather, one must throw one's shoulders back, lift one's chin, and stare the damned beast down. At least that was what Silence told herself, as she eyed charming Mickey O'Connor, the most notorious river pirate in London. As she watched, Mr. O'Connor did something far more alarming than any real wolf. He smiled at her. Silence swallowed. Mickey O'Connor lounged like the pirate king he was on a gilded throne of red velvet at one end of a lavishly corrupt room.